Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Great to have your company this Wednesday afternoon. You're here with Mariska and Kim, so sit back, relax, put your feet up, pour yourself a cuppa, or maybe something a little stronger, and join the conversation. You're listening to Two Sugars on 104.6 Planet FM.
Labyrinth, come in.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shots and the ties for your makeup. 'Cause I'll make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage, bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble in the office, we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say you gentlemen, what you're about to witness is no illusion. And now we got the bass banging from here to Buckingham Palace. They're all moving. Hey Simon, we're picking them up, turning them psycho. Everybody rock, let's bring the house down. To rebel enough, cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say you better run. Yeah, I'm quick to love, quick.
Designer, doing all nighters, no days off, great hairs and a little girl with us. I predict. Disturbing London, got the whole city panicking. I've been Nostradamus, this my nip.
Hey, great track this afternoon, but look, I'm going a little bit, I don't know where I'm going this afternoon. Kim's kind of shocked me a little bit. So for our listeners out there, I'm going to give you some context, and I'm going to tell you how she's kind of shocked me and put me into, oh my gosh, how do I reply to this? So a couple of weeks ago, Kim had said to me that she had had a mole cut out on her back, and that it was going away to be tested, and she would get results back, you know, in a couple of weeks, just to see what it was and if there was anything wrong. And here's me going, oh, no, everything will be right. You know, they've cut it out. Yeah, no problem. So I get this text, And, you know, this is interesting because I kind of thought, how the heck do I reply to this? And Kim has let me read out her text. So here we go. And it starts, "Good morning, hun. Hope you've had a good week. Bit of a wet one this morning. I thought I would let you know, got my results back yesterday. Unfortunately, it is cancerous. However, caught early, thank God. Some more preventative surgery required and then close monitoring. Maybe we can chat about that. Importance of getting yourself checked early. Very lucky. See you later." Well, you can imagine receiving a text like that and you think, well, how on earth do I even reply to that? So what was my reply? Yet not sure what to say. Sounds positive, though. Yes, absolutely. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
So we are going to talk about it today.
Yeah.
And I must say, when I got that, I thought back of our sister Kim.
Yeah.
Our sister Cara, who also went through this, and we had a great whole series of program her talking about her journey as well. So here you are at kind of the first stage in, or first step in a journey that you have to take.
Mm. Mm.
Now, for me, I can imagine the 2 weeks of waiting would actually even be probably the most awful.
I tried not to think about it. You know, I was quite positive that whatever, there's not much worrying is going to change, is it?
No.
It's just going to take my energy levels down, and yeah. I didn't want that. So I tried to be positive and just put it out of my mind. It is what it is, and I just have to be confident that, you know, I'm in the right place, in good hands, and we'll take it from there. So when I went in to get my stitches out, and the doctor came in and said, "Oh, and your results have just arrived. Do you want to sit?" And I was like, "Okay, that's interesting."
And so you were by yourself as well?
Yes, I was by myself. And she said, "Look, they've come back and said it is cancerous. However, it's not." As serious as they can be. We've caught it early, and the next step now is to be double sure that we've got everything out. They want to cut a further, so the first incision they did was 2 centimeters, which was quite big.
Yeah, you know, a big chunk, isn't
and
it?
I had 4 internal and 4 external stitches.
Wow.
Which was quite unusual. I didn't expect that. So now she said she wants to take a further 5 centimeters out, just around the area of where, you know, the mole was taken out, just to be 100% sure that it hasn't spread anywhere.
Yeah.
And she said most doctors will do that. And then because I did a full mole map with her, she's monitoring a few other moles, and she said rather than we monitor, we just take them out.
Right.
You know,
that kind of makes logical sense,
does,
doesn't it?
You know, forewarned is forearmed. And I'm just so grateful that I did go in when I did, because I'm quite a moly person. Weird to say that, but yes. And coming from a South African background and then coming to New Zealand and, you know, obviously getting burnt in South Africa and a few burns here, as much as you try and protect yourself with sunblock and whatever, these things can still happen. And where the mole's taken is in the center of my back, which is very often a place that is missed because you just cannot quite get the sunblock there if you don't have somebody else to apply for you.
Yeah.
So I'm really grateful, though, that I went in, because my back started getting itchy. And
I was going to ask you, you know, how did it, why did you even think of going in to have it checked out?
I've been for a mole map before, about a year ago, and everything was fine.
What do you, now, just before we go into the part of it, what is a mole map? So just, if anybody out there is a bit confused, what do we need to do to go for a mole map?
So you go to your doctors, and fortunately, the doctors that I go to, they have a skin specialist in the practice. And the specialist then goes through your body and takes close-up pictures of all the moles in your body.
And moles and freckles and all of those?
Moles and freckles. I mean, the things that I looked at that she was like, oh, no, I want to monitor that, it was like a dot,
right?
Really.
Yeah.
But they look at it with a special kind of magnifying glass. And she says anything that's a little bit out of the ordinary, or if you have to look at it twice, she says, we take a picture and we monitor. So that's what she did. And because of what's come back with this mole, she said, look, we're not going to monitor. I think we just take them out.
Right.
And she wants to do another mole map to make sure that we haven't missed anything.
Okay. So I can imagine we strip off. Yes. For the mole map, and, yes. And a thing goes and runs past our body.
It's just, you know, it's a bit weird, but yeah, your doctor sort of almost has like a magnifying glass.
Right.
And just goes through your body and any moles that, you know.
Right. Oh, so it's not like kind of a machine.
No, it's not a machine.
Right. Okay.
No.
Okay.
So that's, you know, that's what it is. And. Yeah.
But you can leave your knickers and your bra on if you're a woman. Knickers for
yes.
a man. Right, okay.
Yes.
There we go. Yeah. That makes us all out there feel a little bit more comfortable.
Believe it or not, under your feet.
Oh, I would have never thought of that.
I never thought that you'd get my... I've got one or two under my feet. I'm like, didn't know that. And there's one that she's monitoring. I'm hoping she's not going to... take it out from under my feet. That'll be a bit interesting. Stitches and stuff.
So anyway. No part of your body's kind of, you know...
safe.
Yeah.
No.
Isn't that interesting?
Under your feet, you wouldn't think. Mm. So, yes. And that, you know, so that's my journey at the moment. My dad, we've got quite a higher rate of cancer in my family. I mean, my mum passed away from breast cancer.
Right.
It was breast and then went into lung cancer.
Right.
My dad has had prostate and skin cancer, but caught it early.
Right.
So really eliminated the need of chemotherapy and, you know, all the dramatic that comes with that because he caught it early. So as soon as I started feeling the itchiness and it wouldn't go away, I thought, look, I'm just going to go and get it checked. If it's nothing, excellent. If it is, then hopefully it's early enough. And it has been.
Yeah, and isn't it interesting that because you have knowledge of cancer from within the family, that you know maybe what you're looking for.
Mm.
So for those of us out there that don't have no knowledge, we have friends that have it all, what you know, else, but we don't have that, I suppose, more in-depth knowledge of that apart from what we read out in the media. We may not be looking for those signs and may even miss those signs if they do come through.
Yeah. And that, I think the signs, you know, mine was, I kept this mold at the back of, in the middle of my back, it was just itchy. I was just constantly wanting to itch it, which was the first, you know, first indication. They also say that if your moles change shape in any way,
right,
that you need to get them checked.
And I think that's the same as a freckle.
Mole.
Or a mole,
And also if they start, you know, excreting something, then you need to get them checked out.
Yeah.
But some of them, they just look normal.
Mm.
So, you know, if you can get a mole map done, I would really, really recommend that you do so.
Right.
Mm.
And so that's just with our doctor? We don't have to go anywhere special for that?
It depends on the doctors that you go to. So I guess go to your doctor first and they can check. And if you're wanting to get a full body mole map, there are institutions that do it specifically. I was fortunate enough that my doctor is a skin specialist, so she could do it for me.
We'll just pop a song on and we'll just see whether there's like a national body that, you know, skin clinic that's kind of national around New Zealand that does it. We'll just look that up. So let's just have a wee bit of music and we'll be back with you shortly. Days like this.
Now look at me.
Well, that didn't really help having that song as a break, as we Googled where you might go for a mole map. So when you do Google, obviously you get a whole lot of places up there. Mm. And so I don't know which one when you select, maybe the region you're in. But as you say, maybe the first point of call is your doctor, and they'd be able to refer you on if they need you need to go and see someone a bit more specific.
Well, that's what my doctor said too. She said if you need to go to a specialist, you know, then we'll advise you to do that. However, you know, there are different institutions out there that do pure mole mapping.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just Google mole map and see. And sometimes, you know, we have special deals going on with the various institutions that offer deals, and you can sometimes get a really good price on mole mapping. But, you know, I think it's worth it, particularly with what I'm going through at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. But here lies in the challenge, doesn't it? There's a cost.
Yes, unfortunately. Yes.
And this is not ACC.
No.
Because this is not an accident.
No.
So you can imagine for somebody even going to the doctor, the doctor's fee being huge. Then to a... So that somehow surely must be covered under some... Our DHB system, surely.
I would think so.
Yeah.
You know, for people that are in dire need.
Yeah.
You know, they go to, the doctors will, you know, advise them to go to the hospitals or provide a letter for them to go to the hospital if they don't have insurance. Fortunately, we do have insurance, and they will be more than happy to cover what I'm going through because they want to prevent, you know, the cancer
spreading.
There's a lot of
cost, and also there's a huge amount of cost
there
with
is.
That. Yeah,
exactly. So, you know, they say forewarned is forearmed.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people think, well, I'm dark-skinned, I'm okay. And that's what my son, who's 18, you know, he's as brown as a berry all year through, and he's like, oh, Mum, I'm fine, I've got, you know, I've got dark skin. And I'm like, well, sweetheart, I'm also fairly dark-skinned, and look what's happened to me. So you've got to put sunblock on. He's like, oh, I don't need to put sunblock on. I'm fine. You've still got to do it. You know, it's not just a person that has light skin that can have skin cancer. My dad's also fairly dark-skinned, but he's a building contractor.
Yeah.
And so if you are outdoors, you know, and you haven't been putting sunblock on regularly, then I really do suggest that you go and have, if there's something that's changed in any of your moles or something started getting itchy, that you just go and have it looked at.
So first point of call, heading to your doctor and finding out, well, just I suppose even taking a moment to look at your body in a different way and to look to where your, all your freckles and your moles are if you do have them, and just being able to monitor and, you know, every so often have a wee peek in the mirror and see what's happening through that process.
Yep.
So, whew, so well, this is
pretty heavy stuff.
I know. And probably all you listeners out there are feeling just like I did when I received Kim's text, like, whew, crikey, what do I do with this? So, so the next step for you is to have the rest, the other moles cut out.
So the next step, is what they've already cut out. They want to cut a bigger area out on my back. She said, look, unfortunately, it will be a much bigger scar. But you know what? I'd much rather have a scar than what can happen.
And you can't see your back anyway.
I can't see my back. It's like, psh, whatever. And, and then the next is to take all the moles that we are monitoring out, because she said, you know, we're going to monitor him for 3 months. So she wanted me to come in 3 months' time, and she said, no, you know what? We're going to take them all out, and then she still wants to monitor me because of the outcome of this one. And because it's quite a large area, that she wants to monitor me 3 months' time anyway after all this. So, you know, your health is your wealth.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
I don't think you realise that, though, until something like this kind of, you know, in your face. And now, actually, I do have to think about my health.
Yeah,
and
you do.
Yeah, I think,
you
know, we do. We take it for granted.
We do. We think, oh, no, she'll be right. She'll be right.
And I think that was my answer to you last week. Oh, no, it'll be fine.
I said the same. I'm like, oh, she'll be right. It'll be fine. So when she came back and said, well, actually, it's not fine, I was like, what? Really?
And you know, it's interesting, I think I said the same thing to Cara.
Mm.
She was pulled in for, I think she'd gone for her smear test, and then they said, a doctor rang up and said, I want to see you tomorrow.
Yes.
And, you know, she's telling me this, and I said, oh, no, if she it was really urgent, she'd want to see you now. You know, you'll be right. And maybe that's us just kind of protecting ourselves to think, gosh, what do I say here? And,
yes.
You know, yeah.
It is, because people don't quite know what to say. You know, they're a bit shocked. The C word gets branded around quite often, and it's become a sort of normal way of life, really.
Well, it has, and I think, you know, when we look back all these years later, will it be kind of the flu, if you like, of this era, you know?
It's quite scary. I mean, not many people I know has not been affected by cancer.
And I think
not
that's
themselves necessarily, but somebody close to them or a close friend. Or, you know, so it is something that we've got to be mindful of. And it starts with how you look after yourself, how you look after your body, and your family history.
Yeah.
You know, it's all that you've got to take into account. And I'm fit and I'm healthy, and I'm sure that everything will be fine.
Yeah.
And but the thing is, it's up to you what you feed yourself, and if it's toxic, well, if your body's in a toxic environment, it's going to be pretty tough to get through that.
So I'm sitting here thinking to myself, and for those listeners who have been following us for a while, I don't know, am I the jinx, you know? I bring on my second my second sugar, and look what happens to them. And we had, it was amazing with Cara sharing her journey, but also for you to be willing to share the journey that you're about to go on as well. And so I'm sure we'll be hearing more of that as you go through,
absolutely.
So that we can share that with, so that people do remember our health is important, but little things that change, we actually take notice of them in the world we live in today.
Definitely.
Oh, well, that's it. Thank goodness that's it for today. And we'll see you the same time, same place next week. And I don't know what we'll there'll be stuff going up on the website about this also.
Definitely.
Sugars, brought to you by Delaquo Communication, delaquo.co.nz. Too hard, but I'm sour. Oh.